In the summer of 2006, when I got ready to move off to seminary, I had to go up there early to find a place to live. And there was an apartment advertised that was right across the street from the divinity school. I could have walked to class, which is a big plus in New Haven, Connecticut, because there are times when there is enough snow and ice that the roads are temporarily impassable. The rent was good, too, and I thought, oh, this would be great. But I did not rent that apartment. It was an apartment in the basement. The light in it was terrible. The entrance to the apartment was out of sight of the street, and it felt very dangerous to me. We love to make decisions on hard details, things like cost and convenience. We are not as willing to consider what life will be like after a change. Not everything should come down to cost and other quantifiable details. We can't measure everything using those yardsticks. But details are just less intimidating than thinking about a major change of direction. In today's gospel, Jesus is talking about an apocalypse, and his describing of it is one attempt to tell us that radical change and even destruction of old ways has to come before the kingdom of God can truly come in fully. Now, it's human nature. When we're struggling, we assume we just need a little temporary fix to get us over the rough spots, and then everything will be okay. We'll get back in control. We only need something to help us regain our equilibrium. And yet, if we are to embrace God fully, we need radical change. The need for major upheaval came in this time for the Jewish people of Jesus, around Jesus. To find God more deeply, they didn't need to change details of their religious life. They needed a total change of focus. For those Jewish people, the temple was central. The idea that the temple, especially the ornate, impressive second edifice described in today's reading, the thought that this temple might be prone to destruction again was unthinkable. The people of Jesus' time probably wanted, as we do, some minor adjustments to make life better, but they could not fathom the idea of life without a temple. The first temple had taken at least 16 years to build. The second temple took about 46 years to build. And yet, he was talking about its being destroyed. And when the temple was destroyed that second time, Judaism changed drastically. Religious practice had to shift from a focus on the temple to a focus on the way we treat one another. But only with the temple destroyed could the people begin to see another way. Only with that temple gone could each person be motivated to look within, to see how to worship God not in one physical place, but with all of our lives in every time, in every place. This prospect of the destruction of the temple forced them to stop looking at details of religious life and consider another way entirely. Like them, and I hate to say this since I'm the rector here, we no longer need a temple. We are the temple of God now. If God lives in human flesh, then a physical building, the temple, is no longer central or even needed. One of my favorite passages in all of Scripture is in Revelation 21, which says, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them." And the vision goes on to say, "I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb." With the coming of Jesus Christ, we had less need of that formerly central temple, because Jesus and each human being is God's temple. It frightens us, understandably, to think that our way of life must change radically to make room for God to live in us completely. And so we content ourselves with living in the basement. It's the cheapest in terms of cost to our ego and to our complacency. So we have to ask, do we really want a lifelong change to move upstairs when we have to sacrifice less to live in the basement? Are we willing to see an upheaval of all of our priorities? The destruction of whatever has become the temple in our own lives to make room for the kingdom of God. As Jesus tells of the coming apocalypse, he says, "Do not be terrified." God wants us to know that this kind of major upheaval is prelude to God's season. It is not a story of arbitrary destruction of a building. It is a story of making room. We like to think that we do the best when we live where it's the cheapest and the easiest. But will the light there even allow us to see? Will our hearts and souls be safe there? We are, at this time of year, preparing for the season of Advent. It is all about light and the coming of Christ. It is about God asking us to move out of the basement, to have courage to embrace what God asks of us and what God wants this world to be. The time for living downstairs is gone. The temple is gone. God is moving into human temples. First Jesus, and then you and me. It may cost us more, but that's where the light is.